愿大家平安。
May the peace be with all of you.
我们继续来看以弗所书第二章。
Please continue to read Book of Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为着叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
这里说我们就是指着你跟我所有得救的人。
It says we here.Meaning that it's you and I who has been saved.
原是神的工作。
And all these are the workmanship of God.
那在耶稣基督里面造成的。
Created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
什么叫做我们是神的工作？
What do we mean by God's workmanship?
如果我们从第二章的开头到结尾来看。
And if we read chapter 2 right from the beginning till the end,
我们就发现过去的我跟得到救恩以后的我是不一样的。
We'll discover that ourselves before believing in Christ and after believing in Christ are different.
那这个不一样是神的工作造成的。
And such a difference is actually due to the work of God.
这次来到温哥华，看到隔壁这房间的二楼跟以前不一样。
And I noticed that this time when I visit the church house next door, and the upper floor is very different from the past.
这个就是有一些匠人有手艺的人来做工，所以以前跟现在就不一样。
And therefore, because of some works and also hands of people that make it different.
那我们还没有信主以前跟信主以后，这是不一样的。
Before we believe in Christ and after we believe in Christ, we're a different person.
那这不一样是神做成的。
And such a difference is made by the Lord.
是神在耶稣里面做成的。
It is made within the Lord.
那这个改变就是神的恩典。
And such a difference is due to the grace of God.
那到底改变在哪里？
And what is the change?
我们现在看第二章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶中，他叫你们活过来。
As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
我们看第五节。
Let's skip to verse 5.
当我们死在过犯的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
所以这个没有得到救恩跟得到救恩差在哪里？
Therefore, what is the difference between receiving the salvation and not receiving the salvation?
还没有得救以前，我们是死在我们的罪里面。
Before you are saved, you die in your own transgression.
有一次主耶稣的门徒问主耶稣。
There was once that the disciple, one of the disciples asked Jesus,
说容让我的去埋葬我的父亲，然后我再来跟从你。
He said, will you allow me to bury my father first before I follow you?
主耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬死人，你来跟从我。
And the Lord Jesus told him that let the dead bury the dead, and you will come follow me.
有时候我们就很难了解死人他已经躺在地上了，他怎么能够去埋葬另外一个死人？
Sometimes it's hard to understand that why a dead person can bury a dead person.
第一个死人。
The first dead person.
就是死掉需要人埋葬的人。
Is the one who needed to be buried.
那个叫肉体的死。
That is regarded as the physical death.
那肉体的死怎么一回事呢？
And what is it about fleshly death?
雅各书说，灵魂从身体出来。
The book of James said that a soul came out from the body.
身体没有灵魂就是死的。
The body without soul is dead.
所以真正的我就是灵魂，这个肉体只是一个壳子， 那个灵魂出来就死了。
Then the true self is the soul itself. If the soul were to leave the body, then the body dies.
那这个灵跑去哪里？灵魂跑去哪里
？So where does the soul go？
就是神拿走了。
That is taken by God.
能得救的在乐园，不能得救在阴间。
For those who are safe, it will be in heaven. For those who are not safe, will be Hades.
等候最后的审判。
Waiting for the last judgment.
这是第一个死。
And that is the first death.
那第二个死人呢？他可以去埋葬那个肉体死的人是什么人
？So the second death, dead person will bury the other dead person. What does that mean?
就是他没有属灵生命。
That is because the person does not have spiritual life.
肉体是活着，但是他在灵里面是死的。
Even though his physical body is living, but then his spirit is dead.
所以。神告诉亚当，你吃的日子必定死。到底那个死字在讲什么
？When God told Adam that the day that you eat this fruit you shall die, what does that mean？
那个死就是两个死。
That kind of death symbolizes two things。
就是死人埋葬死人那两种死人。
One of which is the dead bury the dead。
所以我们今天做人的可怜啊，不只是说肉体的死。
So the pitifulness of as a human being is not only about death.
不只是肉体的死。
It is not only about the physical death.
我们人在地上奋斗的一辈子，总是有一些成就。
We worked all of our lifetime to gain some achievements.
所以退休啊，有人说这好像夕阳。
When we retire, it's just likened to the sun setting.
非常漂亮。
It's beautiful.
你已经有某一些成就了，不需要忧虑了。
You had already come to a certain level of achievement. You don't need to worry.
所以无限好啊，夕阳无限好。
Therefore, the sunset is great.
但是一直沉下去啊。
But then the sun is setting anyway.
你没有办法挽回的。
There's no way of having it come back.
沉下去，一切都暗了。
As it sinks, everything will become dark.
一生的奋斗都完了。
All of your achievements will be gone.
所以这是可怜。
So that is so-called pitiful.
你没有办法拥有你认为好的。
You cannot own whatever you think that is good.
两手空空就走了。
And with your empty hands that you leave.
这是第一个可怜。
That is first pitifulness.
但是比较可怜的是什么？
But what is more pitiful?
灵魂的死。
It's about the death of your soul.
没有永生。
There's no everlasting life.
没有永生就是永死啊。
Without eternal life,It means eternal death.
所以圣经说，神是亚伯兰神、以撒的神、雅各的神。
The Bible says that the God of Abraham is also the God of Jacob.
摩西死了，但是他在神的国还活着。
And after Moses died, he is in the heaven.
亚伯兰死了，但是他在神的国还是活着。
When Abraham died, he rests in the kingdom of God.
但是一个人如果没有信仰。
As a person who do not have faith,
他就没有这个盼望。
He does not have this kind of hope.
所以人真正的可怜不是肉体的死。
What is truly pathetic about people is not about this physical death.
是他缺乏属灵的生命。
But rather is living without this spiritual life.
因此说，你们从前死在过犯罪恶中。第二章第一节。
Therefore, it says here, you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
所以我们看外面的人。
As we look at people outside,
他是活着的死人。
They are the living dead.
活着不错，他可以动，可以开车，但是他是死人。
Of course, they are living human. They can drive, they can walk around.
如果这样来讲啊，那就很可怜了。
But then if it is only in this kind of significance, then is quite pitiful.
那现在呢？第五节说，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。
At verse 5, it says, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions.
所以我们那个受洗啊，力量很大。
Baptism carry immense power.
头低着，跟主同死，跟死的形状联合。
Bowing your head likened to the image of the death of the Lord Jesus.
那全身入水，跟主耶稣同埋葬。
Immerse yourself fully in the water, as if burying with the Lord Jesus.
那从水里面上来，就跟主耶稣同复活。
As you get up from the water, it's likened to the resurrection of Lord Jesus.
我们不是抬着肉体的死人进去洗礼。
We don't carry dead bodies for baptism.
我说我有一个活活的人进到里面洗礼。
We're a living person that is going into the water for baptism.
但是洗礼起来以后，他的灵命复活了。
After you get up from this water, that your spirit will live once again.
他是肉体活着，灵性也活着。
Not only the physical body lives, the spiritual body lives as well.
所以受洗跟没有受洗差在哪里？
Therefore, what is the difference between the baptized and the one that is not baptized?
受洗完，肉体活着，灵性也活着。
The difference is your physical body and your spiritual body both live.
那这是神的工作。
That is the workmanship of God.
在耶稣基督里面造成的。
It is a workmanship within the Lord.
这是神极大的恩典。
That is the greatest grace from God.
好，我们再来看。
Let's continue reading.
第二节。
Verse 2.
那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world and the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
这个地方说。我们还没有得救以前，我们做人时候是随从世界的风俗。
Before we believe in Christ, we follow the ways of the world.
那世界的风俗以现在的话来讲就是文化。
So the trends of the world in modern term means that culture.
每个社会都有它的文化。
Every society do have their own specific culture.
但是这个不同的文化，你把它归纳起来。
But if you try to commingle with all these different cultures,
你会发现一个结论。
Then you come up with this summary.
这些文化都不是敬拜真神的文化。
None of these cultures worship God.
所以文化很有力量。
Therefore, culture do have their power.
年纪越大的人，你叫他信耶稣，他说我年纪太大了，我没有办法改变。
As a person who is aged, it's difficult for him to change and believe.
因为他在他的文化里面长大，那个价值观已经观念已经深根蒂固了。
Because such person may have already grown into that culture for the longest time, and a lot of value and concept is well rooted.
那这个今世的风俗或者今世的文化的背后是什么？
So what is the backdrop of all this culture and the trends of the society?
所以我们要看那个背后。
So what we should look is the background.
那要看到背后，只有进到圣经才能够看到背后。
So it is only through reading the Bible, then can you understand this backdrop.
比方说，我们看到整个世界政权的改变。
Take for instance, we are witnessing the changes of the regimes in the world.
你如果看你们表面就是选举。
On the appearance, it's just like a normal election.
民主国家选举谁当总统。
In a democratic country, there will be an election of presidents.
但是如果你看到那个背后，就不是这样。
But then if you look what is behind, it is very different.
尼布甲尼撒王。
King Nebuchadnezzar.
他看到自己的作为非常满意。
He saw his kingdom and people around him, he was very pleased.
这不是我的大能大力造成的吗？
Isn't all these built up by my great power?
神说你的国位离开你了。
And God told him that your kingdom will leave you.
他就到外面去跟野兽一样啊，吃草。
So that he became a beast in the field eating grass.
有一天他抬头望天。
One day he raised up his head and looked at heaven.
他了解至高者在人的国中掌权，要将王位给谁就给谁。
He understand the fact that the heavenly father is the highest of all, that he will grant this kingship to anyone that he wishes to.
所以这个整个政权的改变背后就是神要将王位给谁就给谁。
So what is the backdrop of this change of regime is due to the will of God as he will assign the kings.
那这个文化的背后是什么？
So what is the background to all these cultures?
我们看第二节的下半句。
Let's read the second portion.The latter portion of verse 2.
顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的灵。
It says here, of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
我们现在的人啊，为什么很难信耶稣？
Why do people in this world are so difficult to come and believe in the Lord these days?
因为有一个空中掌权者。
Because there is a kingdom of the air.
这个空中的掌权者是什么？
So what is the kingdom of the air?
就是魔鬼啊。
It's devil.
大家不要听了，不愿意听到这个话。这个现在这么文明，还在谈到鬼吗？
People hate to hear this word devil because we're in the modern world. Why were you always talking about devil?
是的，魔鬼的存在是肉眼看不见，在灵界的存在。
As a matter of fact, the existence of devil is invisible that we cannot tell.
那魔鬼的工作是什么？
And what is the work of devil?
要让人离开神。
Is to make us leave God.
这个是魔鬼唯一的工作。
That is the only job, only work of devil.
所以人没有办法信神，就是 被那有一个灵在心中运行。
When a person is not willing to come to the Lord, it is because of this spirit that is in them.
所以他没有办法来认识神。
So he cannot come and understand the Lord.
这是过去。
This is the past.
我们还没有信主以前，就是那个灵，空中掌权的灵在心中作王，在那里运行。 所以我们没有办法认识他。
Before we believe in the Lord, the Spirit is working within us so that it prevents us from believing in the Lord.
那信主以后呢？
And after believing in the Lord,
圣经说，我们就迁到爱子的国度。
The Bible says that we will be moved to this a kingdom of God.
就是换老板。
For the son that he loved. So that in another token, we're changing our boss.
没有信主以前, 谁是我们的老板?
Before we believe in Christ, who is our boss?
大家不愿意听了, 魔鬼啊。
Nobody was willing to listen to it. It's actually devil.
事实上就这样, 圣经讲就是这样。
It is true, the Bible says so.
那信主以后, 谁是我们的老板?
After we believe in the Lord, who is our boss?
天上的神。
It's our Heavenly Father.
所以从老板魔鬼的掌管进到神在带领，这个过程是神的工作。
Right from the manipulation of devil till shifting towards the guidance of the Lord, it is the work of God.
我们人是没有办法这样改变的。With
man, we cannot make such a change.
你要选择魔鬼就选择魔鬼，你要选择神就神，不是这么简单。
You can't have the free will to choose whether you want to stick with devil or God.
所以你在看到一个人要受洗的过程，常常有很大的阻挡。
You notice some people, they have to go through so much difficulty prior to baptism.
有一次有一个教会啊，有一个慕道者从菲律宾来要受洗。
And there was once there was a person from Philippines that he wanted to get baptized.
礼拜天要洗礼。
So he was supposed to be baptized on Sunday.
礼拜六变成赶鬼的大会。
And the day before that was the Sabbath day, we have to cast out a demon from him.
因为那个鬼就进到那个姐妹里面。
Because the devil actually went into this sister.
就讲话的声调都不一样。
So the voice, her voice changes.
非常不一样，非常有力量。
It was very different and it was very powerful.
大家知道这是魔鬼在阻挡。
Everyone knew that was the work and also the impediment that comes from devil.
中午就禁食祷告。
Everybody fasted and prayed.
哇，那一次就把鬼赶出去，他第二天就洗礼了。
And that time, we were able to cast out the demon, and she was baptized the next day.
所以有一个年轻的慕道者，他慕道很久，他半信半疑，他就不洗礼。
And there was a young truth seeker who has been coming to the church for a long time, but he didn't want to baptize.
在那一次，他看到真的有鬼，而且有赶鬼，就是有神，他真的就洗礼了。
In that occasion, he literally see this devil actually exist and also being casted out, and he believed that and he baptized.
所以这个过程是神的工作。
And this process is the work of God,
在基督耶稣里面造成。
Which is within Christ Jesus that was worked.
好，我们再来看第二章，以弗所书第二章。
Let's continue reading Ephesians chapter 2,
第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲， 随从肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本是可怒之子，和别人一样。
All of us also live among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful natures and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of the wrath.
还没有洗礼以前，
Before we baptize,
我们还有一个老板。
We do have our boss.
什么老板？
Who's that boss?
心中里面的情欲。
The boss of, is referring to the sinful desire in us.
英文叫 sinful desire, 就是罪的罪性。
In English, it says that sinful desire also means sinful nature.
然后在控制我们。
Which is manipulating us.
所以你不想做的恶，你一直去做。
You will do those evil, even though you don't want to.
但是我们想行的善，行不出来。
But then the good things that you want to do, you just can't do it.
因为这个欲望罪性太强了。
Because such an evil desire in you is so strong.
所以圣经里面才说人很难改变啊。
Therefore, the Bible says that for a man to change is very difficult.
如果豹能够改变他的斑点，你们就可以改变自己。
If the lepers can change his spots on his body, then man will change.
如果古诗人能够改变他的皮肤，你们就可以改变你们自己。
If those are Africans, they could. The Ethiopian, they can change their skin color, then men will change their character.
这是圣经讲的。
That is what the Bible said.
就是表示没有办法改变。
It means that there is something very impossible to change.
那这个就是以前还没有信主以前。
And that is before they believe in Christ.
那信主以后呢？
How about after believing Christ?
圣灵帮助我们把这个罪性弄死了，致死了。
The Lord, the Holy Spirit help us, to put to death the sin.
所以自由了。
And we're free.
罪不能够控制我。
And sin will no longer control us.
那我现在服侍另外一个主人，叫做义。义啊。
So we'll, worship another master, which is righteousness.
对的，你可以去做。
You will do things that is good.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到一个人信耶稣以后的改变，真的是神的恩典。
And oftentimes we witness a lot of change of people after believing Christ. That is all due to the grace of God.
这种见证真的很多。
And there are many testimonies like that.
这是神的工作。
That is the work of God.
不是说什么心理学的辅导。
It is not a work of the psychiatrist.
心理学辅导当然有它的一些功用。
Of course, the consultation of psychiatrists do have a little effects to it.
但是它没有办法根本解决人的问题。
But then he cannot solve the problem from the root.
这个问题就是人有罪性，你没有办法解决。
It is because as men we do have the sinful nature, we just can't resolve it.
那信耶稣以后。
And after we believe in Christ,
神的跟神的性情有份。
And we share the temperament of God.
那我们人就改变了。
Then we are able to change.
这就是基督的工作。
That is the work of
神的工作在基督里造成。
So that is created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
好，那我们再回来看第二章。
Please continue reading chapter 2.
第三节。
Verse 3.
最后一句，本是可怒之子，跟别人一样。
And the last, the latter portion, and following, like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath.
人生有一件非常严肃的问题。
There is something very serious in our lifetime.
但是我们自己不知道。
But we just didn't notice it.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm chapter 90,
第七节到第九节
verse 7 to 9.
诗篇九十篇第七节到第九节
Psalm chapter 90, verse 7 to 9.
我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。第八节
verse 8.
你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光之中。第九节
verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Verse 7, we are consumed by your anger and terrified By your indignation, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sin, in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
这里说, 你将我们的罪孽摆在你的面前。
It says here, we have placed our sin before you.
当我们来到神的光的面前一照, 我们是罪人。
As we are shown by the light of God, then there is sin.
当神的标准一进到我们里面一量, 我们是罪人。
As a standard of God that is measuring our hearts, then we realize we have sinned.
你没有办法用任何一个方法来隐藏。
There's no one way that you can hide it.
我们是罪人。
We are sin, we're just sinners.
那神把我们的罪摆在他的面前。
So Lord God has placed our iniquities before him.
下面说, 我们的隐恶摆在你的面光中。
It says your secret sins in the light of your presence.
这个隐恶有两个解释。
So there is two explanations to this secret sin.
第一个解释,
first explanation,
就是我们在暗中所犯的罪。
That is those sins that were committed in the dark.
你看大卫很厉害, 很聪明。
You look at David, he was a very smart person.
他喜欢一个女人要跟他结婚。
When he liked this woman and he wanted to get married with her.
但这个女人有丈夫啊。
But then this woman does have a husband.
那大卫怎么做?
So what did David do?
他是王,
and he is king.
所以他就把这个女人的丈夫调到最危险的地方打仗, 被打死了。
So then he assigned the husband into the most dangerous war zone to fight.
他就把她娶过来当太太。
So then he was killed in the battlefield, then he was able to marry this woman.
这个谁知道?
Who know that?
谁都不知道?
Nobody know that.
但是神就派拿单去。
But then the Lord God has sent Prophet Nathan to point out his sin so that this secret sin has been revealed. So as men, we should not commit sin. God will be able to point out all those secret sins in you.
第二个,隐恶是什么意思?
And secondly, what is a secret sin?
隐恶是连我们自己也不知道我们自己犯的罪。
Such a secret sin is about sins that we don't even know exist.
但是它还是罪啊, 因为跟神的本性, 神的标准不一样。
But then because it is sin itself, because it is quite different from the standard of God.
第九节。
In verse 9.
我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下, 我们度尽的年纪好像一声叹息。
All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan.
所以啊, 人生的表象啊, 就是啊, 开始追求世界去享受。
So the outward appearance of the world is to pursue after enjoyment.
然后追求自我实现, 觉得我很有用。
And also to pursue self-realization so that to prove that we're still worthwhile.
但是人生的真相,
but then in the reality of life that we're living under the wrath of God.
但是我们再回来看,
but then as we turn back to Ephesians chapter 2,
第四节,
verse 4,
神丰富的怜悯, 爱我们的大爱,
but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
第七节, verse 7,
in order that in the coming ages, he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus.
现在那个愤怒解消了。
So then the anger has been done away.
不但神的愤怒解消了, 现在神开始爱我们。
Not only the angers of the Lord has been done away, he began to love us.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayers and bless us.
这个改变啊,
and such a change has been fulfilled within Christ Jesus.
从愤怒进入黎明,
right from wrath to mercy.
从要被惩罚变成得到恩典,
right from punishment to receiving blessings. And all of this are created in Christ Jesus.
那怎么造成?
So how was that created?
好, 我们现在来看第二章。
Let's read chapter 2.
十二节。
Verse 12.
那时你们与基督无关，在以色列国门以外，在所应许的居约是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神。十三节。
Verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣约着他的血已经得以亲近。
Verse 12. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
从旧约的标准来讲，我们叫做外邦人。
From a standard of the Old Testament, we are the Gentiles.
因为只有犹太人是神的选民。
Only Jews were the chosen ones.
那我们就没有希望了。
We don't have any hope by that standard.
你怎么生，你也不会是犹太人。
Doesn't matter how you are being born, you're never going to be one of the Jews.
所以在神应许的诸约是局外人，局外人就是你没有份了。
So under the promise of God, without hope and without any blessings.
这是我们呢。
This is about us.
非犹太人。
We are non-Jews.
但是。
But.
十三节。
At verse 13.
我们这些跟神没有份的人，远离神的人。结果现在得以亲近神。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
因为在耶稣基督的宝血里面可以亲近神。
Because within, it is in the precious blood of the Lord that we can draw near to him.
这个叫做在基督里造成。
That is so-called being created in Christ Jesus.
就是耶稣基督的宝血把我们从罪里面赎出来。
Which means that we have been delivered from the precious blood of the Lord Jesus.
他的宝血洗掉我们的罪。
His blood has washed away all of our sins.
所以我们就变成属神的。
And we become someone that is of God.
在基督耶稣里面造成的。
And is created within the Lord Christ Jesus.
那现在呢？我们在基督里得到救赎以后
，So after being saved in Christ.
十九节
，at verse 19.
你们不是外人客旅，是与圣徒同国神家里的人。
Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
所以我们现在变成神家里面的人。
So now we become one of the members of God's household.
家充满着爱。
And this family is filled with love.
神的家充满神的爱。
And the household of God is filled with the love of God.
神的爱接纳每个人。
And the love of God accepts everyone.
在家里面成为合而为一。
And within this household, we're able to become one.
这是何等的可贵啊。
Isn't that so precious?
所以我们现在跟过去是不一样的。
So we're so different from the past now.
我们过去从教会经过，这个教会跟你没有份的。
There are people who pass by this church having no part with this church at all.
因为我们没有得到救恩。
Maybe we did not have any salvation at all.
那现在我们得到救恩，我们就是这个大家庭的一部分。
But as we receive this salvation, now we have part of this household.
这是神的工作在耶稣基督里造成的。
That is the workmanship that has been created in Christ Jesus.
我们看看二十一节。
Let's read verse 21.
各房照他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的殿。你们也同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In Him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord.
这个地方说。
And it says here.
我们联络起来要变成神的圣殿。
And it says here in him, you are two being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit.
二十一节最后一句，渐渐成为神的圣殿。
And also to become a holy temple in the Lord.
然后是神的居所。
You will become the dwellings of God.
所以神住在哪里？
Where does God live?
第一个，神住在众人所不能够靠近的光，就是天国。
First of all, God is dwelling in this light that no one can be close to it.
第二个
，and secondly,
神就住在我们中间。
God is living among us.
为什么神住在我们中间
？Why does God live among us?
因为我们联合起来变成神的殿。
Because as we gather, we become the dwelling of God.
所以变成神的居所。
And we become the dwelling of God.
所以至高的神现在要住在人间。
So the God of high is going to live in this human world.
这是太大的恩典了。
That is quite an immense grace.
对，你现在打电话给加拿大的总理，看你有没有办法跟他讲话。
I'm asking everyone, if you were to call the President of Canada, are you able to speak to him right at this moment?
啊，你请他到你家里来坐一坐就好。
All you have to do is to invite him to your home.
这根本就差不多是非常不可能的事。
I think it's just next to impossible.
但是至高的神
and our God in the highest,
荣耀的神
and the glorious God,
圣洁的神
and the most holy God,
竟然愿意住在我们当中
and he is willing to dwell among us.
这不是我们极大的恩典吗？
Isn't that a great grace to us?
好，那神在耶稣基督里面造成这么大的恩典，到底要做什么？
So why does God has given us such an immense grace? What is the purpose of it?
这个是我们每一个人要思想一个问题。
This is something that we need to think about.
我们现在回来看第二章第十节。
Now let's return to chapter 2, verse 10.
我们原是他的工作，在耶稣基督里造成了，为叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.Which God prepared in advance for us to do.
所以神改变我们有一个目的。
Therefore, there is a purpose of God changing us.
就是要叫我们行善。
Which is to have us do good works.
这个非常重要啊。
That's very important.
所以人活着不是说活着快快乐乐、舒服啊，死就算了。
As a person living in this world is not about being living a peaceful life and enjoy whatever you have and die.
这是还没有得救以前的人生方式。
That is the kind of life that you will live before you come to Christ.
既然得救，神有一个更高的目标要我们活着。
And after salvation, there's a higher objective and goal that we need to live for.
就是行善。
Which is to do good work.
所以我们常常要想啊，我的一生有没有行过善
？We have to always think, have I ever do any good things in life?
如果有
，if there is one，
我们就达到神拣选我的目的。
Then we have attained the goal that has been set forth by God。
如果没有
，if you never did，
我们这一次灵恩会以后，要重新设定我人生的目标，要行善。
And after this spiritual convocation, you must determine to do good work。
那行什么善
？What kind of good work？
我们一想到行善，就是等于说去帮助穷人。
So when we talk about good work, perhaps we're thinking about charity, helping the poor.
但是圣经里面讲的应该是超越这些。
But then I think the Bible surpasses that kind of idea.
我们看罗马书十二章第一节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，这是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然。
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以什么叫行善
？Worship. What do we mean by doing good work?
把我们献上，当作活祭。
Is to offer ourselves as the living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的。
That is something of pleasing to God.
这个叫做行善。
That is so-called doing good work.
什么叫做把我献上活祭？
What do we mean by sacrificing our body as a living sacrifice?
就是我的整个我。
It is to offer the entire self.
主耶稣说，你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
The Lord says that we need to love our God with all our hearts, all our minds, and all our spirit.
这个叫做我。
That is so-called ourself.
把它献给神当活祭。
That we offer ourselves entirely to the Lord as a living sacrifice.
我从今以后要尽量去了解神的旨意。
From now on, I'll try my best to understand the will of God.
我一生要照着神的旨意来生活。
And my entire lifetime, I'll live according to the will of God.
这个叫尽意，我的理性能够去了解的。
That is so called that you live to the fullest extent.
什么叫做尽力？
What do we mean by to the fullest extent?
就是尽我们的体力，尽我们的财力，尽我们头脑的力量。
That is to assert all of our energies, strength, and minds and heart.
有一次负责人在开会。
And there was once there's some board members having a meeting.
说我们现在盖会堂哦，这个算算算呢，缺少几十万。
It says here, well, it's probably we're short of more than 100,000 to build this chapel.
结果他就算，哎，我们教会里面的五十个大人。
Then he says, we have 50 adults in the church.
啊，平均一个人献一万。
So each and every one will just need to offer $10,000.
这个想法跟圣经不太一样啊。
So this kind of thoughts is very different from the teachings of the Bible.
圣经的看法就是尽力。
The Bible says that to work at your best.
寡妇只有两个小钱，她全部献上去，这个是尽力。
Even a widow has only 2 pennies to offer, but she has done her best.
所以不是用人头来除我应该献多少。
Therefore, it's not merely through the division of people that to find out how much you should offer.
是用神给我多少，我有多少力量来帮助。
But rather, it's how much the Lord has granted you and how much you should offer by that.
那什么叫尽心？
So what do we mean by to do our best to our hearts and mind?
尽心就是你的心已经属主耶稣了。
That means that your hearts and mind is of the Lord Jesus.
我的心归属于他。
And my heart and mind is of God.
全然爱他。
I love him wholeheartedly.
用这样来献给神。
So that I can offer to the Lord this way.
这个叫做行善。
That is so-called do good work.
所以我们今天活着。
Today as we live.
有一个更高的 higher purpose, 更高的目的。
There is a higher purpose to it.
我们要求神让我们明白。
So we need to let God to have us understand.
主啊，你要我做什么？
Oh Lord, what do you want me to do?
唱诗。
Please sing him.